Chapter 3, Good and Also True. The years from 2004 until 2014 were a beautiful blur of activity, as I became not only a husband and a father, but also more confident than ever that I was exactly where God wanted me to be in life, doing exactly what He'd asked me to do. All through the Bible, there is a pattern of God taking ordinary people and accomplishing extraordinary things in and through their lives, and this was certainly the case with me. I was 19 years old when He invited me onto the wild ride known as Pulse, and the combination of my youth, my inexperience, and my naivety about the ways of the global ministry world almost immediately prompted wiser, more established, more successful ministry leaders to take me under their wings. They'd never said as much, but I suspect they just pitied me and didn't want me to get crushed. Either way, throughout those early years, I was given opportunities that up-and-coming communicators would give a right arm for. I traveled, I spoke, I asked questions of my heroes. I grew. That early exposure catapulted Pulse in a way I didn't earn or deserve. God was at work, blowing me away at every turn. By now, I was convinced that God was asking me to carry His message of forgiveness, grace, and love to the entire nation I call home. As a ministry, we'd already done events in 39 of the 50 states, reaching 2.5 million people, and seeing 500,000 of them respond to the gospel. But in my heart, I knew God was calling us to dig deeper. This was never about Pulse or anything I could do on my own. "Gather my people together," the whisper went, "as many as will come, all in one place, and tell them they're loved by me. Tell them I'm offering a reset today." Everywhere I looked, I saw division and brokenness, in individual lives, in families, in schools, and neighborhoods, in our country at large. This event would prove to us all that unity exists, that wholeness is available, and that we can leverage their power for good. I shared my vision for a nationwide